Hello, my name is Tony Reid. Welcome to GAY, a radio program for LGBTI people and their friends on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM and other access radio stations around New Zealand. Today I'll be telling you about another new musical, which has swept the US, Canada and the UK and arrived in Australia. Titanic, spelt like Titanic, only with Q-U-E instead of C at the end, is a musical spoof of the famous movie Titanic, set to the music of Celine Dion. It was invented by a group of young people in LA who wrote the script and then starred in it. It is very camp and very funny. There is a good explanatory interview on YouTube of the two writers, actors, Constantine Russoli, what a lovely name, and Marla Mindell, and they're talking to Paul Wontorek of the Broadway show in 2022 when Titanic was about to open in New York off Broadway. So let's just play this interview, which gives you a lot of the introductory information.
If you're looking for laughs, you'll want to check out Titanic. It's a musical parody based on the 90s blockbuster Titanic. Paul's here now with the story.
That's right, Tamsin. Marla Mindell and Constantine Russoli have created the off-Broadway hit Titanic. I sat down with them at Citizen M Hotel to talk about their inspiration for the musical parody. There has already been a Titanic musical on Broadway.
Correct.
This is very different. This is Titanic. What are we dealing with here? Because this came from your minds, I should also say. I first know you as performers, and you both are in the show, but you also co-wrote it. Tell me where this came from. Just tell me everything, because everyone in town is talking about it.
Oh my gosh. This idea came from our genius psychopath right here, Constantine Russoli. So we were musical theater expats. We were in Los Angeles doing dinner theater, these movie-to-musical parodies like Devil Wears Prada, Troop Beverly Hills, Scream. And then one night, we're at the bar, because it was a dinner theater slash bar.
Yeah.
So the only thing we got was fish and red sauce and a glass of wine after the show. Connie comes up to me, a glass of wine, and he's
Wasted.
Like, yeah, the next musical we're doing should be Titanic with all Celine Dion songs. I'll be Jack Dawson, aka Leonardo DiCaprio, and you'll be Celine Dion. And then we sat on the idea for 2 years, and then in 2016, Ty Blue, the director, was like, I keep thinking about this Celine Dion Titanic-inspired musical. So we started writing it literally because we were unemployed, and we just needed to make each other laugh. And then, I mean, long story short, 5 years later, here we are off-Broadway with Broadway producers attached. It's just the most surreal experience, yeah.
It kind of fires on all the pop culture pistons, because people do really associate Celine Dion, right, with Titanic, just because of the soundtrack and the song.
The song.
And is the song in the show?
Yes.
1,000%.
We have the song. We have mostly all of her songs, which I am.
There are many Celine Dion songs.
Yeah.
Shot cleared for all of those songs. And miraculously, it tells the story of Titanic. All of her songs.
Give me an example of a Celine Dion song.
I drove all night, driving into the iceberg. Taking chances.
Yeah,
everyone is getting
on the ship. Is so excited to start their new life. Little do they know, they're about to die.
Yeah. To love you
more
when they're on the bow of the ship, when she's like,
I'm
flying,
Jack. It suits itself for a musical.
And you gave yourself the heartthrob role.
Are you kidding me? Do you think I'm going to write a musical and not put myself as the lead? You all have something else coming for you.
He had to convince me. He was like, you're going to be Celine. I was like, absolutely not. She is my literal icon, diva, legend.
Okay.
I grew up belting my face off. She taught me how to sing. So I was like, there is no chance in hell that I can play the greatest singer of all time. And then he was like, no, you're just going to do it. I was like, okay, fine, but I'm not going to like it. And I literally kicked and screamed through the writing process, through doing the initial readings. I was like, I don't know, you guys, maybe we shouldn't do this. And we just started doing more and more readings in Los Angeles, literally for fun and to make people laugh. And then I was like, huh, is this actually funny or is it just LA funny?
Right.
Let's take it to New York and see who the real critics are.
So does Celine Dion know you two exist?
God, I hope so.
God, I hope so.
But I
don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She's probably like, what is happening?
I hope so, because if she did see the show, she would realize that this is, we are all such huge fans of hers. Beyond the movie Titanic, I'm actually more of a fan of Celine Dion.
Yeah.
So she would see that we are celebrating her extreme fabulosity. And
it's a love letter to
her. Yeah, it's
her,
a love letter
for sure.
To her.
I mean, we don't It's basically, she is on the ship that night and what really happens through her eyes and songs, and that fateful night of the craziness of Jack and Rose and, you know, Molly Brown and everybody. And she's one of the characters on the ship.
She's telling the story.
She's telling the story. She narrates the story.
Yes, in our show, she believes that she was on the ship in 1912. Everyone's like, Celine, that'd make you 150 years old. She's like, just go with me for a second. And they're like, okay, this sounds like a wild conspiracy theory, but I guess we're on board. And so Celine Dion is on the ship with Jack and Rose and with all the other characters narrating the movie Titanic.
Yeah. So you're telling the story of Titanic, and then all the characters are there. But then there's also, like, Victor Garber is a character and Kathy Bates is a character. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a...
We play on a lot of pop culture and a lot of just, like, new age humor, especially that's out right now, which is lovely because it brings it to a different level. But you still get those iconic, nostalgic moments of, you know, them on the bow of the ship and meeting at the clock for the first time. And it's all, like, the big hits from the actual scenes from those movies that we've done. But we've also rearranged and rewritten the whole script. So it's fun to see this, you know, our baby come to life and to have this familiar movie and this huge diva icon, but also be able to rewrite a whole brand new script.
Here's what I will say. I have not heard people, and I'm not just tooting our own horn, I'm genuinely, like, shocked. I have not heard people laugh this much since I saw Book of Mormon. I mean, I'm shocked. And there's only 200 people in the audience, so it's like a small crowd, but people are living their best lives. I just think everyone wants to laugh right now. So the crowds that we get are like, woo! It's like Girls Gone Wild.
It's in
the
Girls Gone Wild. Yeah, it is.
So what is the secret to nailing the Celine Dion? Is it an impersonation? What is it? What's the best way to describe what you're doing up there?
The secret is pretending like you're smelling a fart. That is the secret. If you just look around, oh my God, did I fart? Somebody farted. That's literally it. You just have to pretend like you're in disbelief the entire time, and you throw in a hand and a, so good to see you. And you just beat your chest, and that's it.
Both men in that interview are gay, and you'll note that it is quite a trend in the casting as well. Let's listen to the Celine Dion song, To Love You More. Starting as a duet by Jack and Rose in the famous scene on the prow of the Titanic, they are then joined by the actress playing Celine and the whole cast as ensemble, which is fairly standard for this work. So let's listen to Love You More.
Hey, take my hand.
Okay.
Step up on the ledge.
All right.
Close your eyes.
What?
Hold on to the railing. Keep your eyes closed. Don't peek.
I'm scared, Jack.
Well, do you trust me?
Trust you? I barely know you.
Oh. Okay. Well, what's your sign?
Leo.
Favorite color?
Burnt sienna.
Cool. Well, now that we know each other a little better, there's no need to be scared, Rose. Do you trust me?
I trust you, Jack.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Back into the arms I am. Need me like you did before. Touch me once again and remember when there was no one that you wanted more. See me as if you never knew. Hold me so you can't let go. Just believe in me, I will make you see all the things that your heart needs to know.
Everything you need.
So the cast is Celine, Jack and Rose, Rose's fiancé Cal and her mother Ruth, who is usually played by a man as a sort of pantomime dame. Molly Brown is naturally another character, no production relating to the Titanic can manage without her. She is played as based on Kathy Bates in the movie. And then we get a little confused with at least one character named after an actor in the movie, in this case Victor Garber. He played Thomas Andrews, the shipbuilder, who recognised early on that the ship was going to sink, but for some reason plays the captain in the here. Maybe this deliberate confusion is because Garber's main career has been on Broadway, and of course because he's gay, like most of the male cast members in Titanic. Victor Garber was initially played by Ariana Grande's brother. In 2022, the real Victor Garber visited the show and gave it his blessing, commenting that it was very funny. Celine Dion's reactions are less clear. Finally, one of the actors plays the iceberg. The gay contingent has been increased by replacement actors. Callum Francis took over Cal in December 9, 2024. He's an English actor of colour, best known for his role in Kinky Boots in England, Australia and Broadway. In January, things got even gayer with Andrew Keenan-Bolger arriving as Victor Garber and a masculine lesbian Lea Delaria, best known for The Orange is the New Black, was Ruth, the dame part. She was given an amusing interview, and when asked who the gayest actor in it was, replied immediately that Andrew Keenan-Bolger gets gayer every time he meets her. She meets him. If you want to know how amusing he can be, and there's a wonderful spoof duet with J. Armstrong Johnson on YouTube where they do a spoof of 16 Come 17 from The Sound of Music. Well worth looking up. Andrew himself has commented that if Trump's policy of abandoning DEI takes over in the casting of Broadway musicals, no straight man will ever get a cast again. So let's have another number, the grand finale, which you may recognise. Again, this is the original cast, and it appears that there are several numbers filmed. I note that Jack is present here, even though the new Jack in Chicago sort of suggests that he still dies at the end, but obviously comes back for the grand finale. My heart will go on.
Wherever you are, I
Titanic has been a big hit off-Broadway. It is actually now just been announced it's due to close in June, but 3 years playing off-Broadway is a pretty good run. Furthermore, its fame is spreading. Apart from touring the US, it's playing in Canada and Australia, Sydney so far, I think, and Paris has just opened. Quite how they make it in French, I don't know. But the London production has been the big hit, with a superb cast, and was nominated for several Olivier Awards. The main cast lists on Wikipedia shows that more English actors are listed as hypertext links. In other words, they have a wiki article of their own, so they're considered more significant than most of the American cast. Jack is played by Rob Houchen, a gay singer actor I've been following for quite a while. Cal is played by gay actor Jordan Luke Gage. And finally, the iceberg is played by Leighton Williams. He's best known as one half of an all-male couple on Strictly Come Dancing in 2023. He was coupled with the lovely Ukrainian dancer Nikita Kuzmin, and they formed a very good duo. He had also been one of the many actors taking on the role of the MC in the new London revival of Cabaret, which has now been running for 4 years. As the iceberg, he had been nominated for an Olivier Award Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, and he won, as did the show itself, under the group Best New Entertainment or Comedy Play, rather than New Musical. It's quite a large step from a basement in LA to the Olivier Awards in the Royal Albert Hall again, was the remark on accepting the award. Leighton Williams just blurted out, "I've won an Olivier for playing an iceberg." Apparently, he's seen as an iceberg, and he does other roles as well, to be fair, but apparently he's seen as the iceberg is one of the funniest in the whole thing, so it's worth going to see if you can. All musical shows fairly strictly limit any recording of a live performance nowadays. If you're caught, you get thrown out, I think. But that ban is lifted for the final bows and anything said or sung after them. Obviously, what is available from the London run is more limited by far than what I've played you so far, because, as I said, several numbers from the original New York run were clearly recorded in full. But anyway, so we'll finish at the end of the bows on the 11th of December last in London, when Lauren Drew, the Welsh actress playing Celine Dion, says a few words and invites the audience to sing along with a final number, which is, of course, My Heart Will Go On Again. She has confidence the audience will know the words, as you are all gay. So the gay nature of this musical is hardly hidden. So let's listen to this final part after the bows, which of course we won't play because you can't see anything, of the London production in December last.
Thank you so, so much for being such an incredible audience. Please do stay on your feet. We're not done with you yet. Thank you so much for coming to see Titanic. We do have another song for you, but now you can pull your phones out and take videos and all of the fun things. Did you have a nice time today? Great, then you can tell all your friends about us and tag us on all the social media platforms then. Now, this next song, we'd love to dedicate to those who were on the Titanic. Now, if you do know the words, please do sing along. And I'm pretty sure that most of you here tonight do know the words to this song, because, let's face it, most of you here tonight are gay! Thank you. so much for coming to see Titanic on the set of Anything Goes.
So that's given you a little taste of Titanic. I must say it sounds great fun and has attracted, especially in England, a lot of very good performers. So we can but hope that it does come to New Zealand and not just to Auckland this time. So we can all go along and sing along with Celine Dion. If you go onto YouTube, there are, of course, more numbers and lots of variants of the final, of the very final walkthrough to keep you amused. So thank you for listening, and long live Celine Dion. You can hear this programme again next Tuesday at 9 p.m. or Thursday at 5 p.m. It is also available on our website at www.coastaccessradio.org.nz, or just Google Coast Access Radio Kapiti Gay. This is Tony Reid for GAY on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.